I reached into my pocket and also took my card. And I went to the door and used the card to touch the door, and the door opened and I entered. Why am I bringing this story? The moment I touched the door with the card, there was one inscription that appeared in front of the door, and the inscription was, Access Granted. Brothers and sisters, that card does not carry any special something. It was just like every other card. There were no ships on it. Yes, as little as that card was, it was the only instrument I needed to have access to anywhere I want to go in the university. We have a central printing point in the university. You do your work on your laptop or on your computer. You just take your card and go to where the printing machine is. Place it on one small screen there. Just put the card. Your name will appear and it will tell you access granted. There is a bicycle park in the university. Because I had one bicycle, I ride from my hostel to the school. The door to the bicycle park does not have a key. All you need to be able to access the park is just to bring your TOSS card, touch the door, the door will open. And in the classroom, unlike what's obtainable here, Our lectures are not restricted to one single classroom. Today's lecture might be in room 16. Tomorrow it will be in room 18. Just like that. Once you have the TOSS card and you get to the door, all you need to do is to show the TOSS card to the door. The door will open. And it will always tell you, Access Granted. The Lord told us that in this year 2021, we will radiate His glory. But the glory will not just come. There are indices, there are instruments that will make the glory become accessible. Until you have those things. That will make you to access the glory. You can go through the system and nothing will happen. I pray for somebody this morning that the Lord will not allow you to go through 2021 and not have access to His glory in the name of Jesus Christ. I'm praying for you, I think you will say a better Amen. One striking thing about that card I'm telling you about is this. I told you it was just an ordinary card. But assuming in my department, if I take that card to the school of medicine and I put the same card on the door of the school of medicine, it will never open for me. My department is in the School of Social Science and Law. It is only places that are accessible to students of social sciences and law that my card will grant me access to. Anybody can come to the university, even the vice chancellor, without the TOSS card. In their own case, they call it TISA University Lecturers or Principal Officers Card. Without the TOSS card, even the Vice Chancellor cannot have access to his office. Brothers and sisters, are you having your TOSS card with you? that will enable you to access this glory. Again, I pray from this altar this morning that nobody, no man or woman that is under the influence of my voice this morning will go through this year without having an access to this glory that God is releasing and revealing to us in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. I want to remind us, play back or go to our website and click on our messages that are passed. On the seventh day of the year 2021, I ministered here. If you play that message, you will be reminded that I said on that day that the gloom is not over yet. The gloom is not over yet. And that's why we must desire, we must make deliberate efforts to ensure that we have the access key to His glory. The gloom is not over yet. If anybody tells you it's over, it's a lie. The passage you read happened to be one of those few passages in scriptures that was repeated in the three synoptic gospels, Matthew, Mark, and Luke. Well, the story of the transfiguration of Jesus. You will recall that we preached on this same passage before, but today we are looking at it in another dimension. Jesus took three of his disciples with him to climb that mountain, Mount Tabor. But after that experience, the name was changed to the Mount of Transfiguration. But if you go to Israel today, they still call it Mount Tabor. He took Peter, James, and John to that mountain. On that fateful day, the way Matthew 17:1-7 puts it, painted the picture of Jesus and these three disciples just ascending the mountain for just to be transfigured. No. You will appreciate a better understanding of what transpired when you read it in the Lucan accounts. Media, give me Luke chapter 9, verse 29. Verse 29. Luke 9:29. This was how Luke puts it, or this is how Luke puts it. As he prayed, the appearance of his face was altered. Jesus didn't take the disciples there to that mountain for jamboree. He didn't just take them there for sightseeing, ladies and gentlemen. He didn't just take the disciples to be with him for the fun of it. He went there to pray. Because Jesus knew that the indices, the tool, the ingredients, the key to have access to the glory is prayer. He looked through the list and discovered that when it comes to prayer, Peter, James, John are more committed to it. And so the focus of our message this morning is on prayer as an effective tool for accessing the glory of God. A careful look at Jesus' earthly ministry revealed that he gave premium to the subject of prayer. In Matthew chapter 4, verse 2, scripture tells us that Jesus fasted and prayed for how many days? I didn't hear you say it. For Jesus to begin his earthly ministry, he had to fast and pray for how many days? 40 quality days. One of the things that challenged my heart about Jesus is how much time he gives to prayer. I ask myself, does Jesus really need to pray? Does God need to pray? Who is God going to pray to? But the answer that readily comes to my mind is that he came to teach us the efficacy, the importance, the imperativeness of prayer in the life of the believer. He fasted and prayed for 40 days. How be it that he didn't fast and pray when temptation came? The devil will have rubbished him and rubbished his ministry. The essence of salvation will have been lost. He fasted and he prayed for 40 quality days, all alone, day and night. Each time I read the account, I tell myself, I never start. Jesus gave prominence to the subject of prayer in his all of his earthly ministry. He never played with prayer. Luke chapter 5, verse 16. So he himself, talking about Jesus, often withdrew into the wilderness. To do what? Oh God, nobody is following me. To do what? Jesus will withdraw, leave the 12 disciples alone. The Bible says often, not sometimes, regularly. He will leave them, go inside the wilderness to Kabash. The passage we read, which has to do with the transfiguration, was the occasion where Jesus had to withdraw to go and pray to prepare for the departure. He saw what was about to come, and he knew that the only way to be able to stand this death, the agonizing death, the slow death that was to come, was for him to get himself prepared, garnished, loaded to be able to stand. That was why he went there. And on that mountain, the law and the prophet appeared with him. The two people that appeared with Jesus were men who also gave concerted time to prayers. Exodus chapter 34. Maybe I just jump to Exodus for me first. Exodus chapter 34, verse 29. Exodus chapter 34, verse 29. Now it was so, when Moses came down from Mount Sinai, the two tablets of testimony were in Moses' hand. And when he came down from the mountain, that Moses did not know that the skin of his face shone while he talked with him. Who was talking with him? God. Verse 30. So, go on. So when Aaron and all the children of Israel saw Moses, behold, the skin of his face shone. And they were afraid to come near him. Moses had tarried in the presence of God for 40 days, just as Jesus did, to collect the tablets of the law. In that tarrying, in that prayer moment, in that moment of waiting on the Lord, the tablets of the law was delivered into his hand. I ascended that Mount Sinai some time ago. When you get to the top of Mount Sinai, every other path in that vicinity is below you. We started climbing that mountain 2 a.m. We got to the top by 8 a.m. That was where Moses said, when I got to the top of the mountain, my fingers were cold. I couldn't stretch my hand this way again. Because of cold. Moses tarried there for 40 days in God's presence. And when he was done with waiting, he came down and he carried the glory. Ladies and gentlemen, how much time do you give unto prayers? Acts of the Apostles chapter 1 verse 14. I'm jumping because of my time. Look at the apostles. They all continued with one accord in prayer and supplication with the women and Mary and the mother of Jesus and his brothers. Brothers and sisters, the only reason the Pentecost had to happen barely 52 days after the ascension of Jesus was because of concerted prayer. The disciples locked up themselves. They took a definite decision and said, something must happen now that our master is gone. And after 52 days, the Bible says the Holy Spirit descended upon them and their lives were never the same again. That is the glory. As we talk about this today, ask yourself, how much time do you have with God in prayers? Tell me a man who has made a mark in ministry. I will tell you that man must have hidden himself behind the scene or somewhere with God. I read about Ben-Hin. Ben-Hin said he prays 3 hours every day. How many hours? We were teaching some people to prepare them for baptism. And I asked the woman, "Madam, how long do you pray?" "Ah," he said, "I pray maybe 5 minutes. That one a long one. If not, 2 minutes. I said, "So, madam, you can't pray for 10 minutes. He said, "Pastor, what is the person going to talk? For 10 minutes, he still pray. What would the person be saying?" Ben-Hin prays 3 hours every day. Once upon a time, journalists went to meet Rehard Bonnke. They asked him, "Oga, what is the secret behind it? That you will organize a crusade in any continent of the world, in any city, the place will be jam-packed with people. You don't pray long prayers and miracles begin to happen." Ben-Hin said, Rehard Bonnke said, "I will show you the secret." That man who used to say, he took them to an underground in his church. When he opened the door of the underground, there were men and women inside that underground lambasting in prayers. And he told them, "This is the secret." Ladies and gentlemen, if there be any area of our life that the devil troubles so much, it is our prayer life. Because he knows that if we pray, we will overcome him. And so he found weakness into us to ensure we cannot pray. He will even come with messages to us to make us believe that God cannot answer our prayer. Have you not been praying about it? Has God done it? Do you think God will do it? You are wasting your time. God, just cooperate with the situation and leave it like that. There is no solution. You are wasting your time. The devil wants our prayer life to come down, and he troubles it so much. A young man was looking for a job in Shell in those days. Every fasting and prayer meeting, he doesn't miss it. And at the end of the prayers, he will go to Pastor, "Pastor, please lay your hand on me. Pray for me. Let God answer this prayer." He will carry his CV, his certificate. Take them to Pastor. "Please pour anointing oil on this thing for me. Pray for me." And eventually he got the job. When he got the job, 1, 2, 3 months, He was no longer coming to fasting and prayer. One day he was in church. Pastor said, please see me after the service. So after the service, he went to see the pastor. Pastor asked him, oh boy, you know they come fasting and prayer meeting again. He kept quiet for a long time and he told the pastor, I said, Pastor, I must tell you the truth. The tea and snacks they give us afternoon in our place of work is not something anybody can skip. And Pastor, you mean it is because of the tea? I said, the thing that has been pursuing me, I've gotten it. But if it is compulsory, I must still attend the fasting and prayer. Help me get somebody who will do it on my behalf or giving the person something. It sounds funny, but it is real. And that is how many of us treat the subject of prayer. It is only when we have problem that we remember to pray. It is only when we have a desire, a yearning in our heart that we take prayer serious. Once we have gotten what we are looking for. You want to assess the glory of God in 2021, you need prayer. Let me shout at somebody, say you need prayer. I didn't hear you. I say, how are you? Tell the person you need prayer. Now, I want to shock us. When we talk about the issue of prayer, someone has said somewhere, I'm not sure God will answer this prayer. In fact, it is not every prayer that God answers. And I say, error raised to power 2. As your pastor, I need to tell you that there is no prayer a righteous person offers that God does not answer. No, I repeat, there is no prayer that a righteous man or woman, a righteous boy or girl prays that God doesn't answer. Prof read for us a while ago, 2 Chronicles chapter 7 verse 14. Say, my people who are called by my name shall humble themselves and pray. God say, I will answer. God is not a man that should lie. If he won't do it, he won't say it. But you know our problem? We believe that God should be a rubber stamp. Once my MD say, I need limousine, God said, take limousine. God doesn't operate that way. There are 3 ways God answers prayers. Take notes. God will either say, oh boy, what you pray for, take it, and you get the answer. Or God will say, wait, it is not yet time. Or God will say, no, you don't need it. 3 ways God answers prayers. He will either tell you, take what you have asked for, or wait, it is not yet time, or no, you don't need it. Does that mean he has not answered? If he say, take, has he answered? If he say, wait, has he answered? He has answered. What about if he say, no, you don't need it? Has he answered? Yes, he has answered. I will shock you. Open your Bible to Matthew chapter 26. Or if media can help me, Matthew chapter 26. Matthew 26, verse 36. Thank you. Then Jesus came with them to the place called Gethsemane. And he said to the disciples, sit down here while I go over there to pray. 37. And he took with him Peter, the 2 sons of Zebedee, these same 3 guys again. And he began to be sorrowful and deeply distressed. 38. Then he said to them, my soul is exceedingly sorrowful, even unto death. Stay here and watch with me. 39. He went a little farther and fell on his face and prayed, saying, oh my Father, if it is possible, let this cup pass from me. Nevertheless, not as I will, but as you will. Verse 40. Then he came to the disciples and found them sleeping. And he said to Peter, what? Could you not watch with me for an hour? Go on, 41. Watch and pray lest you enter into temptation. The spirit indeed is willing, but the flesh is weak. 42. A second time, he went away and prayed, saying, oh my Father, if this cup cannot pass away from me unless I drink it, let your will be done. Verse 43. He came and found them asleep again, for their eyes were heavy. 44. So he left them and went away again and prayed the third time, saying the same word. Ladies and gentlemen, for Jesus, who is God, to cry to the same Father who said, "This is my beloved Son, in whom I am well pleased," to pray and say, "God, let this cup pass over me," and heaven remains silent. Jesus prayed, "God, let this cup pass from me," and heaven said, "No, the cup cannot pass from you. You have to drink it. That's why you came." And Jesus went back and said, "Let your will be done." And the Father said, "Yes, my will be done. And my will is that you must die." Did God answer the prayer? Yes. Did the cup pass over Jesus? No. So when we come to the subject of prayer, don't think God will rubber stamp everything we ask. He will do it according to his will. Abraham prayed for his son. It took 25 years for the miracle of, even when God had told him, "I will give you a son," they will be like, your children will be like the sand of the seashore, like the stars in the air. It took how many years, George? 25 years of waiting before it came to pass. You want to assess the glory of God and you are not praying. Tomorrow we are coming here 7 to 8 a.m. for prayer to enter into the new month. How many of us will be here? I wish I would have this full church tomorrow morning here. On Thursday, we are coming here to fast and pray. I wish we would have this full church here on Thursday to come and pray. Some of us are behaving like that boy who got job in Shell. "My pastor will pray for me, that's okay. Or I will pay money to somebody to help me fast and pray. Because I am comfortable." Ladies and gentlemen, the Lord is challenging us this morning to wake up. To take the subject of prayer seriously. Your pastor is saying the gloom is not yet over. The gloom is not yet over. The assault is not yet over. You must wake up. You must wake up. When it comes to the subject of prayer, give it the highest premium you can. I'm going to shock you. The devil will bring something that will distract you from coming to pray. My time is up. It will bring something that will ensure that you are distracted. Messages will come. You are wasting your time. Don't you think if you pray your ask, will God not answer? The one when you pray so never do, now that you did in church. The people when they pray so they now they die. All kinds of messages will come from the pit of hell to distract you, but don't give in. Shock the devil by resisting him. I'm closing. What do we need to do to experience the glory of God in prayer? Two things I will emphasize and I'll be done. Those who are willing to go far with God are those who are qualified to go high in glory. Jesus called 12 disciples. Only 3 of them saw the glory on that day. When the glory appeared, Peter said, "Oga, let's leave the rest of them. Then Judas Iscariot, let them stay under. I will build 3 houses. One for you, one for Moses, one for Elijah. Me and my 2 brothers, even if we don't stay out, we don't mind. What we are seeing is more than what we bargained for. We don't want to leave this place." He told Jesus, "Okay, let us remain here Let us remain under this glory. Let this glory overwhelm our lives. Let this glory secure our lives. I was in England, in my church. I came back to Nigeria on one occasion. I recorded a clip of our worship session in Macedonia Baptist Church. And when I got back to England, my pastor Nikki, I called him. I said, come and watch our worship session, our church service in Nigeria. He watched it. He was looking at it strangely. He said, are you guys fighting? I said, oh God, we are not fighting. I said, this is prayer session. Say, you don't have to pray. I said, well, you don't understand. The kind of things that are happening where I'm coming from, if you don't pray like this, you will be in trouble. The witches and wizards in your community, they use it to do good things. In our place, they don't use it to do good things. In our place, the witch can sit on top of plantain leaves and fly from here. They caught one in Amukwe. Early in the morning, he sat on top of that. I was making voo, voo. What are you doing here? Say, petrol finish. Say, one go watch Manchester United match for England. Petrol finish. And you say, I should not pray. Wicked spirits, where parents can poison their children, where a son can kill the mother, kill the father with impunity, where people don't have conscience, you are not going to pray. I pity you. Where even those who are troubling you are those who come to you and pretend as if they are your friends. I pray for somebody from this altar. The Lord will open your eyes to see the importance and the imperativeness of prayers. And as you come back and you cry to your Father, heaven will respond to you in the name of Jesus Christ. I say heaven will respond to you in the name of Jesus Christ. We live in a terrible world. That's why we must pray more than ever before. A woman confessed in my community. He said, when the man and his wife, they are married for years, no child. You know what she said? Why she was confessing? He said, when they are sleeping on their bed, we come to their room and we'll be holding meeting. They will be holding meeting on how to ensure that the man will not be able to impregnate the wife. When he's sleeping with the wife, they are there with pipe to collect the sperm and take it to go home. So nothing happens thereafter. And they are busy sleeping. And you say, you're not going to pray. Somebody say, error. I didn't hear you. How are it? I'm so sorry. My time is up. I'll stop now. But for me to close, I want to appeal to us. Only those who are able to go the extra mile with Jesus will see the glory. And that extra mile is to tarry in the place of prayer. Scripture tells us in that, is it Matthew now? I can't remember. Matthew. I think it should be Matthew. Let me see if I can get it now. Yes. Is it Matthew now? Where the Bible say Jesus? No, Luke 22:44. Media, give me Luke 22:44. Yes. And being in agony, he prayed more earnestly. The sweat in his body became like great drops of blood falling down to the ground. Jesus was praying to the extent that the sweat that was coming from his body was like what? I didn't hear you. Can you say it again? Blood. And you are shrieking still, you put toothpick for teeth, you say you are praying. And the devil will be looking at you and say, this one don't die today. Jesus agonized in prayer to the extent that the sweat that was coming from his body was like blood. How much have you been able to pray? Jesus said, pray that you fall not into
temptation. It is everywhere. It is not far away. Lastly, finally, those who persist in prayer prevails with God. Luke chapter 9, verse 29. Spiritual endurance is the key to spiritual elevation. Your identity will change when your prayer life changes. Make up your mind to persist with God in the place of prayer. That is when you will experience divine glory. Rise on your feet. Touch me one more time. Oh Lord. Touch me one more time. Touch me one more time.
Oh Lord. I need a touch. I need a touch from the Father.
I need a touch.
I need a touch from the Lord. Touch me one more time.
Every area of my prayer life that the devil is troubling, set it on fire. Turn that into prayers and cry to your Father. The devil doesn't want you to pray. He wants to ensure that you are weak in prayers. He wants to ensure that he can suppress and oppress your prayer life. Cry to your Father. Set my prayer life on fire. Revive my prayer life again. Are you sure you are talking to God? It is the secret of our breakthrough. Prayer. It is the secret of your breakthrough. My life that hinders me from tarrying in the place of prayer. In Jesus' name we pray. Two more prayer points. Say with me, oh God, my Father, every power that is troubling my prayer life, every agent of darkness that is monitoring my prayer life to make me weak in prayer, so I will not be able to access the glory of God as I open my mouth to pray, let that power die from my life. Turn that into prayers. And begin to pray. Let that power die. Let it die. Let it die.
In Jesus' name we are praying. Today, say with me, today I receive strength to pray more than ever before. And as I pray, I will get heaven's response. Turn that into prayers and pray it for yourself. I receive strength. 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 Yes, my Father. In Jesus' mighty name we are praying. In Jesus' name we are praying. Stretch your hand towards the altar as if you are receiving something. I join my faith with your faith, and I decree from this altar of mercy, where the word of God is declared and preached, that the strength unusual that will prompt you to be a firebrand when it comes to the subject of prayer, as you holler amen, receive it in the name of Jesus. That strength that set Peter, James, and John apart from the other disciples, that prompted them to have the access to the glory of God that the remaining disciples did not have, as you holler amen, receive that access this morning in the name of Jesus Christ. I join my faith with your faith. Every witch or wizard, demonic forces, spiritual wickedness in high and low places, unfriendly friends that are fanning weaknesses into your body, so that when it comes to the subject of prayer, you become weak and tired, as you holler amen, you overcome them in the name of Jesus. You overcome them in the name of Jesus. You conquer them in the name of Jesus. Every prince of Persia, Le Kabaranda Lamuseria, every prince of Persia that is operating in the spiritual realm to distort and disturb your prayer, that when you pray, your prayer is not able to ascend to the throne of heaven to get response with the hallowing of your amen, that prince of Persia, die by fire in the name of Jesus. 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 It is done. It is done. From today, to the subject of prayer, you will be excited. You will hunger and thirst for opportunities of prayer. And as you pray concertedly, heaven will respond to you in the name of Jesus. Lord, our prayer life will never remain the same again. This revival will have a lasting effect that will lead to bountiful testimonies. In the name of God the Father, in the name of God the Son, and in the name of God the Holy Spirit. Can I hear somebody holler amen in the house? We're closing the service. Today is the last Sunday of January. Usually, every last Sunday, we celebrate the faithfulness of God by giving a wonderful thanksgiving to God. And so, this will be led by the celebrants of the month of January. All of you will go back, dance forward, and all of us will give to thank God for making us to see the last day of the first month of 2021. We're going to do that right away, as the choir will give us a song.
Hallelujah.
no se weru no uyere 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 abo e akana se weru no. Shall we get off?